Welcome to Wholehearted Coaching, the podcast. If you're looking for more purpose, more passion, more joy in your life, then you have come to the right place. I am your host, Shirin Eskandani, the founder of Wholehearted Coaching and the Wholehearted Life Coaching Certification. This podcast is in service of your biggest dreams. We'll talk about mindset, manifestation, mindfulness, and we'll also look at the transformative power of life coaching and being a life coach. If you are ready to create your dream life while living your dream life, then let's do it, love. Welcome to Wholehearted Coaching, the podcast. This is where we take a deeper dive into my Mindset Monday post, which you can read on Instagram at Wholehearted Coaching. Or if you want to go even deeper and get my free weekly journal prompts that are inspired by this episode, sign up for my email list by heading to my website, wholehearted-coaching.com. And if you're interested in joining one of my transformational courses, or you're ready to take the leap and become a wholehearted coach yourself, you can head to wholehearted-coaching.com/offerings. And of course, all this information is also in the show notes. This week, we are continuing our exploration of decolonizing our growth and healing journey. And we're focusing on a topic that I love to talk about. Now, I feel like I have said that for the last few weeks when we talked about decolonizing our imaginations, decolonizing our mindset, but truly today, talking about decolonizing our inner knowing, our intuition, is one of my favorite things to talk about because I believe that this is the key to transformation. Because when we really start to listen to ourselves, to that deep inner knowing that all of us contain, and when we start to trust and act upon that inner knowing, that inner wisdom, that is when things change. That is when you start to create a life that is a reflection of what you truly desire. Now, I have been talking about intuition for a very long time. In fact, one of my very first workshops, this was before Zoom, these were public workshops with like real people, was about reclaiming your intuition. And at the time, when we looked at what kept people from listening to their intuition, I felt like I was always tiptoeing around what I really wanted to say. Because back then, you know, words like decolonizing, white supremacy, patriarchy, capitalism, they were almost like four-letter words. I mean, that's an exaggeration, right? But they weren't things that we named or talked about because they could offend people or put some people off. But deep down, I knew that one of the keys to unlocking our inner wisdom was understanding how our society keeps us, has conditioned us from listening to ourselves. So no more tiptoeing. Today, we are going to name it. We are going to name what keeps us from our intuition. In today's episode, we're going to do one of my favorite exercises. It's really simple, but impactful because it really clearly shows you why you may be holding back from listening to yourself. I love doing this exercise because a lot of the time when we talk about listening to ourselves, our inner wisdom, our inner knowing, either folks think that they don't have a connection to it, or they feel a lot of shame and guilt because they don't listen to themselves. And today we are having none of that. This is a shame-free zone. This is a space in which I really hope you are reminded of how incredibly wise you are. Before we dive in, a reminder. From May 5th to 12th, I am offering a free live workshop all about life coaching. This workshop is for aspiring life coaches, anyone who is interested in becoming a life coach, anyone who has even thought of doing this type of work. In this week-long workshop, we'll look at what a life coach does, who makes for an incredible life coach. We'll look at common misconceptions about life coaching, and you'll walk away with some incredible coaching tools. If you want to sign up, head to wholeheartedcertification.com/workshop. You can also head to the show notes. All right, this week's Mindset Monday reads, "Here is the truth. You know best. You have always known best. When it comes to you and your life, nobody knows better than you." So I deeply believe that we all have a superpower, and that is our intuition. Our intuition is our inner GPS, our inner knowing, our inner wisdom, that part of us that always knows what is best for us, the part of us that knows what we should do, what we shouldn't do, what action to take, what action to not take. But even though all of us have an intuition, all of us have access to our inner knowing, a lot of folks, and this may include you, think that they just don't have it, or think that it's not strong, right? Not strong enough for them to be able to tap into. And that can't be further from the truth. Our intuition is kind of like a muscle. And unfortunately, for a lot of us, it is a muscle that has been underused. And so just like with any muscle that hasn't been used often or a lot, it's weak. Not weak in its knowing, right? It knows exactly what is for you, but weak in its volume, weak in the space that it occupies in our lives. And one of the biggest reasons why we underuse this muscle, this incredible muscle, isn't because of us. It is not our fault. It is because we have been conditioned and socialized to not use it. We have been socialized and conditioned to undervalue it. Now, we're going to get into why and what that looks like in a little bit. But I wanted to start off with this because, like I said at the top of the podcast, a lot of folks have a lot of shame, a lot of judgment and guilt around the fact that they can't tap into their inner wisdom, that they don't listen to themselves, that they never know what they're doing. And the truth is, you are not to blame. There are some very compelling reasons as to why you have been made to feel like you shouldn't listen to yourself. So let's just take a moment to release any of the shame or the judgment, or even some of the thoughts of, yeah, Sharin, this sounds great, but I don't know if I have that ability, if I have an inner wisdom, if I have intuition. Let's release all of that and let's try our exercise. There is a phrase that we have all said that implies, that lets me know that we all have intuition, that we all have an inner knowing. And that phrase is, "I knew better." Have you ever said the phrase, "I knew better" before? That phrase indicates that at one point you knew what was best for you, meaning that at some point there was a voice inside you that said, "Hey, you should say yes to this, or you should say no to this, or you should do X, or you should do Y." There was a voice within you that was urging you to do something, and yet you decided differently. So as I'm saying this, see if this is resonating, right? The fact that if you have ever said the phrase, "I knew better," which I know you have, because we all have, the fact that you said that means that you do have some sort of connection to your inner wisdom. Here's the thing. The problem isn't that we don't have a connection to our inner wisdom. The problem is that we don't listen to our inner wisdom. So Instead of thinking we don't have inner wisdom, let's reframe it as I don't listen to my inner wisdom. And let's figure out why. So let's do the exercise. I call this my I knew better exercise. I want you to think of a circumstance where later on you said the phrase, I knew better. This can be a recent circumstance. It can be a very memorable circumstance, but a point in time when you wanted to do something because something deep down in you was telling you to do that and you decided against it. And later on, you said to yourself, ugh, I knew better. Whether it was saying yes to an opportunity, whether it was going out on that second date, whether it was taking that job offer. Thinking of a situation, a circumstance in which something inside you was telling you to do one thing and you decided to go against it. Now that you have that circumstance, see if you can go back in time to that moment when you decided against listening to yourself and figure out what stopped you from listening to that inner wisdom. Take a moment, pause the podcast, write down the beliefs, the thoughts, the worries, the fears that came up for you. What kept you from doing the thing that you knew was actually right for you? This is really the most important part of the exercise, trying to figure out what kept me from listening to myself. Once you have that list, whether you wrote it or kind of said it out verbally as you listen to the podcast, take a moment and think about the list. Go over the list and see what stands out to you. Are there any overarching themes? Are there things you wrote down on this list that you can identify in your life today? What is resonating with you as you look at this list? This list, what you just wrote down, is so key because these are the reasons why you do not listen to yourself. These are the reasons why you talk yourself out of your inner knowing. I have done this exercise countless times with my clients and my group workshops and my group programs, and there are certain themes that always come up whenever we do it. So some of the common reasons why we don't listen to ourselves include letting people down, right? The worry that if I do what is best for me, I am going to disappoint others. Another one is a fear around starting all over, that if I listen to myself, that means I'm going to have to burn down everything I've created so far and start something completely new. Trust me, I know this one very well when I shifted careers. Another big theme that comes up is the fear of the unknown, that if I listen to myself, I don't know what's going to happen, what's on the other side. I'd rather just do the thing that really isn't best for me, but at least I know how the ending goes. Another big factor are limiting beliefs or conditioned beliefs. Things like, I am not enough to do this. I'm not worthy enough to do this. I have no idea what I'm doing. People like me don't do things like this. And finally, the big one, whether people know it or not, the biggest reason why we talk ourselves out of our inner knowing is that we have been taught to not trust ourselves. And this is where we need to decolonize our relationship with our inner knowing. The truth is, our intuition has been conditioned, has been socialized out of us. We live in a society that values facts, logic, and reason over our feelings, our instincts, our truth. Capitalism, white supremacy, the patriarchy. Just think, how do these systems dictate to us how decisions should be made? They tell us that we need to make decisions based on facts, on statistics, on outside proof. We live in a system that no longer values the ancient wisdom that exists within us, the ancient wisdom that so many of our cultures were founded on. We have been taught to believe that their technology, right, the technology of science and facts and proof and statistics, is superior to what exists within us. In the book, The Four Agreements by Don Jose Ruiz, which talks about the Toltec culture and the Toltec wisdom, the Toltecs were a pre-Columbian Mesoamerican culture. They had this concept called silent knowledge. And silent knowledge was believed in the Toltec tradition, in their culture, to be superior to any other knowledge. It was more superior than books or facts. And Don Jose Ruiz writes, silent knowledge is a knowing that is beyond the thinking mind. It is the deep innate wisdom that is in all things. It is the universal wisdom that has always been at our fingertips, but that we often neglect to tap into, either because we don't know or have forgotten how. So many cultures esteem this silent knowledge, this intuition, this inner wisdom that cannot be backed up by a 10-page study in some journal. It is a knowledge that can only be backed up by you. And unfortunately, we live in a society that does not hold our innate knowing with the same reverence, respect, and honor as some fact that you read in a book. And it makes sense that our inner knowing, our intuition, was conditioned out of us, that we were made to not trust it, to not listen to it. Because if you think about it, if each and every one of us was to actually trust and listen to our intuition, that would mean we would create lives that were a deep reflection of our values and beliefs, meaning that we would dismantle the systems that be, we would dismantle the oppressive systems that we exist in, because we would create lives, communities, a society that was a reflection of our deepest dreams and desires. And you may be looking at your list, the list you wrote for your I Knew Better exercise, and maybe you're thinking, nah, you know, Sharin, I kind of get what you're saying, but nothing in my list really reflects what you're talking about. But let's say, for instance, one of the things you wrote down was letting people down, right? I didn't listen to myself because I was afraid I would disappoint others. This comes up so often with my clients. I work mostly with women who are really the center of their families or their communities. And so often they will say to me, oh, I didn't do what was best for me because I was so worried I was going to disappoint that other person. I was going to put them out. They were relying on me. They needed me to do this. And so I had to say yes. And a lot of people think, well, I'm, you know, thinking this way because I'm a nice and considerate person. Of course, a nice and considerate person would struggle in this situation, right? Between doing what's best for me versus what is best for this other person. And I would like to say that this is the patriarchy at play. The patriarchy makes women feel like they are being selfish when they do things that are in their own best interest, when they do things that prioritize their well-being, their needs. We live in a society where the baseline for women is being self limitless, that that is what we need to be aspiring to do and how to be. And so even the thought of, I'm afraid I'm going to let other people down, is rooted in our greater culture, right? A culture which tells us that women's needs aren't as important as other people's needs. So I want you to take a good look at your list and really see how much of what we believe is influenced, informed, dictated by what our society believes. This all reminds me of this incredible Glennon Doyle quote from her book, Untamed. She writes, "Selfless women make for an efficient society, but not a beautiful, true, or just one. When women lose themselves, the world loses its way. We do not need more selfless women. What we need right now is more women who have detoxed themselves so completely from the world's expectations that they are full of nothing but themselves. What we need are women who are full of themselves. A woman who is full of herself, knows and trusts herself enough to say and do what must be done. She lets the rest burn." Oh, I love this passage from her book so much, because this is what decolonizing is about: to become full of what you believe in, what you desire, what you truly want in this world. So what do we do now, right? Maybe you're listening and you're like, yes, Shirin, let's do this. I want to trust my intuition. I want to listen to it. I want to burn it down. Okay, I want you to take your list again, the list that you created for your I Knew Better exercise, that list of themes, beliefs, fears, worries that popped up in that moment when you decided not to listen to yourself. That list is a key. It is your map. I want you to take a really close look at it. Whenever you see one of those themes, fears, beliefs, worries pop up when you are trying to make a decision, know that you are trying to talk yourself out of listening to yourself. Right? So this is a roadmap for you, this list. Whenever you think, ugh, I'm afraid I'm going to disappoint them, or ugh, I can't do this because I'm not good enough, those are your keys. Those are the moments where you are trying to not listen to your inner knowing. You know, I used to do this exercise and I used to tell people, okay, think of a moment when you listen to yourself. How did your body communicate with you? How did your intuition speak to you? And I found that that was really difficult for a lot of people. But conversely, when I asked people, okay, think of a time when you didn't listen to yourself, right? Like the I Knew Better moment. And I asked them, what did that feel like? What did it feel like to not listen to yourself? That was way more powerful because folks could remember that. So I really want you, love, to use this list as kind of your barometer, a temperature check. And if you find yourself really repeating, thinking about, ruminating certain themes, beliefs, worries, anything on that list, know that you need to take a moment and pause. You need to pause, maybe take a deep breath, and reconnect to yourself. Reconnect to that voice, that inner knowing, that part of you that's asking you to often do the scary thing of creating a life that is yours and yours alone. Here's the other thing I didn't mention about listening to your intuition. It does ask us to do very, very courageous things, things that require a lot of belief, things that require often a lot of work, things that require us to go against so much of what we have been told and so much of what we believe we should be doing, we're supposed to be doing. It's scary. However, deep down, you know it is right. Courage means to listen to one's heart. Listening to one's heart often means going against. So I am in no way saying this is easy. I deeply know how scary and terrifying and also wonderful and fulfilling it can be to listen to your intuition. In the Wholehearted Coaching Certification, one of the core principles and elements that we work on with all of our student coaches is strengthening their connection to their intuition. Because we know that when we listen to ourselves, that's when we take the pathways that we are meant to take, the pathways that we are meant to explore, whether that is as a coach or as a person in the world. So before we finish this episode, speaking of coaching, I hope you will join me for my free live week-long workshop from May 5th to 12th. I'll be talking all about what it takes and what it means to become an impactful decolonized coach in this world. You can find out more at wholeheartedcertification.com/workshop or go to the show notes. As we finish this episode, I want you to think of one thing that is on your heart, on your mind from today's episode, one thing that's resonating with you. And let's take a deep breath in, holding that thing at the top and breathing out. Until next week, I'll talk to you then. Thank you so much for joining me this week. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend, subscribe or follow where you love listening most. And if you haven't yet, leave a review. You can do this on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Podchaser, or Podcast Addict. Until next week, love.